Rudy in the morning.
Open your eyes, sleepyhead. We've already been awake for hours.
8:11 on the Moody Gill Morning Show. This is Monday, December 10th, 2018. T-minus, what is it, 15 days and counting? 15 days and counting until Christmas is on your doorstep. It's time now for Monday Morning Money Talk with the United Federal Credit Union. Annie in the house with us this morning from United Federal. Business Service Advisor Bob Sikora. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back. And along for the ride this morning, Paul Broman, Business Account Manager from Connexus. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pat.
Happy to have you. Well, I'm going to talk about challenges and opportunities facing local business. And Bob, I know you're working with business all day, every day, and well, so is Paul. So.
Sure. That's one of the neat things we get to do.
Yeah.
As you know, you worked at the Chamber for many years, and here at the station, we get to talk to local businesses every day, and we focus on those owner-operated businesses, the businesses where the owner is actually operating the business. They're not absentee. They are involved every day, and they're dealing with those challenges. It's pretty interesting to see. Every business has a story. Everybody has a history as to how they got into business and the challenges they see every day. 8-9 years ago, the challenge was, where's my next sale coming from?
Yeah.
Because sales had fallen off the table. We were selling in North America. We were selling half the cars that we had the year before. So that was a real challenge. But today, it's turned 180 degrees. And the biggest challenge that we see among businesses is labor.
Yeah.
That they cannot find enough good people to do the work that they need to have done. Many business owners, almost the first thing they talk about is, how do I find good people? How do I train good people? How do I keep good people?
And Paul, I'm sure you hear that all day, every day, don't you?
We do. We do. Labor's definitely one of the big ones. And so, you know, Connexus is set up where we run the Michigan Works in Berry and Cass of Van Buren County. So we've got a talent team that, you know, is dealing with that, you know, 4% unemployment rate where either people are transitioning jobs or trying to find new jobs. And they're there to train, maybe do the soft skill training with interview skills, resume writing, get them prepared for their next job, their next career. And so if there is anybody out there that's interested in that, come down and see us at Connexus. But then on the business side of things, we're out there talking to companies and trying to ask them those questions that keep them up at night and seeing who we can bring to the table. If we can't provide the answers, then we're going to bring other partners like Cornerstone Alliance, LMC, maybe, to come to the table and help them solve those problems.
Absolutely. The old, you know, what's going right, what's going wrong, what needs to change in order for you to be able to continue to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. In this day and age, it's what little thing's going to give us the advantage. And we want companies to be able to use Connexus as just a brokerage of resources so that we can help them kind of get over the hump.
And that's when you call in Bob and say, hey, Bob, we got a group over here that could use a little financial resource to be able to make things happen. And, you know, I know we've talked before, Bob, about the fact that, you know, for many, many years, credit unions were largely the bailiwick of the members who were, you know, residents and workers rather than employers. And so for many years, it was almost unheard of for credit unions to be much involved in commercial loan process at all. But you guys have turned that totally on its ear over the last probably 20 years or better now. You've really done an amazing job across the region here.
I've been at United Federal Credit Union for 8 years. And when we started, we had a $27 million portfolio. We're at $350 million and counting right now.
That's amazing.
So, yes, we're working in that group that are the owner-operated businesses. We're not that interested in the absentee owner.
Right.
We are interested in that full relationship with the individual and with the owner and understanding the whole relationship. So that is our market. The interesting thing about it, and I've been doing this for over 30 years now, not as long as you've been here, Pat, but I've been doing it for 30 years. And when I moved to town, we had the old banks, the People's State Bank, Inner City Bank, right. Farmers and Merchants. Those are old names. Those banks are gone now. They've been consolidated into larger institutions, and we've pretty much filled that market, that niche in the market for the small and medium owner-operated businesses.
Absolutely. So, Paul, talk a little bit about what you can do for the individual worker, you know, somebody that's out there, you know, saying, you know, I can't find a job. And meanwhile, there are companies out there that are going, I can't find the workers. You know, it's a great opportunity for you to be a matchmaker. But obviously, a lot of times they come up a little short on the skills side, but you can help in that regard, too.
Yeah, a lot of the times it's connecting the dots, like you said. And for us, when we get somebody that comes through our doors, we have open job lists that are available to them that we can direct them to. And they might not have all the skills, but that's where state and federal grant funding come in to support that, where we can send them to an LMC, you know, use the Hanson Tech Center if they're not, you know, totally trained in the manufacturing world. And so we have ways to upskill these individuals to find that next career. And that's what we're hoping for.
Well, then we're finding more and more of the manufacturers, especially, who are saying, you know, in order to be able to get that skilled workforce, they're willing to, you know, go through the apprentice process and pay for that schooling so that, you know, what better way to, you know, not only go to work, but be paid while you're going to school as well, side by side with work, and walk out when you're done with your apprenticeship to a job with no student debt whatsoever.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And a lot of the students these day and age, they don't understand the opportunities that are out there for them. And so that's one of our rallying cries right now, is to educate today's youth by doing manufacturing days. Right now we're partnering with Edgewater Automation and Eagle Technologies down in Bridgman to set up multiple just career quest opportunities for these kids to learn, and also for the parents to learn.
Right.
That this is a legitimate opportunity where if your kid's not, you know, maybe not destined to go to a 4-year school and accrue a lot of debt, they can jump right into an apprenticeship, get their school paid for, start making money, maybe get out of their parents' house a little quicker, and, you know, get on with their career. So there are a lot of really good companies, a lot of really good apprentice opportunities in this area that we want to educate the youth about.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because mom and dad typically are the ones that are going, oh, I don't want my kid working with his hands, you know, getting all dirty and everything, which really isn't even the case anymore.
No, so now you're working with robots and lasers, and the automation in this area is pretty fantastic.
But I think you might have hit on something, you know, and that's, you know, Mom, Dad, listen, you know, first of all, it's not like that. And we can get them out of your basement faster.
Exactly. Unless you really love them and you want them to stick around.
Well, they still love them. But, you know, it's like, yeah, I love you from afar. Thank you very much. Go get a job.
Yeah, you can stay in town. We'll visit you. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's a great opportunity. There's no question about that. And there are lots and lots of jobs that are going begging. So if somebody does want to avail themselves of any of the processes that we talked about today, what do they need to do for you, Paul?
Yeah, at any time you can come down to our 499 West Main Street. That's the Michigan Works building here in Benton Harbor. Or you can give me a call. I can connect you with the right people. My phone number is 269-281-1823. And we just love to talk to you. I mean, if it's job searching, if it's training, whatever your need is, we'd like to just have a discussion with you and see if you qualify for grant information or, you know, different opportunities. We can get you back in the workforce and find that next career. Or excellent. Find your first career.
Exactly. Doesn't have to be the next one. Could be the first one. Absolutely. Right. And Mr. Shikora, for those who may be interested, they said, wait a minute, I can deal with a local credit union and get some financing. What should they do to contact you?
Sure. They can contact me at our general number, 269-982-1400. That's a familiar number for you. 982-1400.
Sounds like a jingle.
Yeah, it does. It might have been 40 years ago.
Yeah. All right. So that's and then begin that process as well. So lots of great opportunities are on the table. It could be Christmas at your house right here today by contacting one of these two gentlemen. Paul Broman from Connexus, thank you much.
Thank you, sir.
Bob Shikora, United Federal Credit Union, thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Always a delight to see you.